When President Bush gives his State of the Union address tonight, he'll be watched carefully at home and abroad. The speech will be given special attention in world capitals, where leaders are nervously anticipating another war with Iraq. Joining us to talk about the president's address is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, you've heard a lot of these addresses over the years. Do you get the sense that this one carries more weight, that it might be especially important this time?
Yeah, I think it is. State of the Unions tend to get a lot of hype, but some do come at particularly important moments in a presidency. You think of President Clinton right after he lost control of both houses of Congress or after he was impeached. But this speech comes at a particularly important moment for President Bush. He appears about to be ready to ask the American people to follow him into war, although he will not declare that in his speech tonight. His approval ratings have been dropping after a period of unprecedented popularity with the American people. Polls show majorities of Americans disapprove of his handling of the economy, and there are growing doubts about a war with Iraq, or at least a war with Iraq now. And also, this is the midpoint of the president's term. He's crossed the halfway mark, and he is firmly focused on his own reelection 2 years from now, and this speech inaugurates that effort.
So what do we expect the president to say tonight in that speech?
The president himself said today that he's going to go in front of the nation and talk about the great challenges that face our country. Obviously, the two big ones are Iraq and the economy. We're told the speech will be mostly about the economy. It will not be the war speech. That will come several weeks from now. But what the president says about Iraq will be watched very closely. The White House reads the polls. They know that majorities feel the president has not made the case yet. So he has to begin to explain not why Iraq is a threat, the American people are with him on that, but why Iraq is an urgent threat. Why now is the big question that the president has to answer. And with so many Americans and so many of the European allies willing to give the inspectors the additional time they're requesting, the president has to make that case. We're told he won't present new evidence of Iraqi weapons or ties to al-Qaeda tonight. That might come in a speech by Secretary of State Colin Powell next week, but he will make the broad case. And on domestic policies, he'll be talking about his tax cut plan. He'll be talking about Medicare prescription drugs, and you'll hear a lot about that compassion agenda.
You've noted that his popularity rating is slipping. This address has been carefully written with certain audiences in mind. I'm wondering who the White House is most concerned about this year. Is it the American people, or is he an eye toward foreign leaders overseas?
This is a domestic speech. The American people, voters in 2004, first and foremost. He'll be doing his own talking to allied leaders privately. He's letting Secretary of State Colin Powell do the heavy lifting on that difficult job of changing the Europeans' minds about the urgency of military action against Iraq. But also the president is talking to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. They're a very important target. You know, the president's tax cut plan is already running into trouble with Republicans on Capitol Hill because there hasn't been a big groundswell of support for the centerpiece, which is that tax cut for dividends. And several key Republicans, including the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, seem lukewarm to that. And I think the president would like to begin to turn that situation around tonight.
Governor Gary Locke of Washington State is giving the Democrats' response this evening. Tell us a little bit about him and the message that Democrats might be sending by having a governor give the response.
Well, Gary Locke is the first Chinese-American to be elected governor in the United States. He's also head of the Democratic Governors Association, and I think the Democrats are sending a message by choosing him instead of one of the House or Senate leaders to deliver the response. The governorships were the one bright spot for the Democrats in November. They picked up seats there where they lost them in the House and Senate, and Locke will be able to deliver an outside-the-beltway critique of the president's policies that will seem a lot less partisan than if it was delivered by Tom Daschle or Nancy Pelosi, who have already been delivering what's called the pre-buttle. In other words, they've been criticizing the president in advance of the speech. But I think you'll hear Gary Locke talk about how important it is for the federal government to help states deal with their fiscal crises, and he'll make the Democratic argument against the president's tax cut plan, saying it helps the rich at the expense of working families.
And send the message that the states are hurting.
Yes.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Mara Liasson previewing President Bush's State of the Union address, scheduled for 9 o'clock Eastern this evening.